went high school wrestling around the area last night. A lot of action going on. It was Clarinda sweeping two halves of a double duel. Clarinda beating Denison 52-27. Clarinda over Kemper Catholic 39-38. And Kemper Catholic down Denison 51-24. Also in wrestling last night, Riverside over Guthrie Center 51-27. Riverside beat Tri-Center 60-24. It was Riverside a winner over Woodbine 58-18. Guthrie Center beat Tri-Center 54-27. Guthrie Center over Woodbine 47-30. And Woodbine over Tri-Center 48-24 in a four-team meet. Also last night, Bedford Lennox beat Moravia 54-15. Bedford Lennox over Nottoway Valley 62-6. Moravia beat Nottoway Valley 38-12. I-35 beat Nottoway Valley 65-15. And it was I-35 over Bedford Lennox 59-12. Southwest Valley topping East Union 40-32. Southwest Valley beat Martinsdale St. Mary's by a score of 42-29. East Union over Panorama 42-27. East Union beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 54-24. Panorama over Southwest Valley 48-27. Panorama also a winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's 39-27. It was Glenwood in a duel beating Lewis Central 40-29. Creston also beat Winterset 72-3 and Creston down Perry 68-9. Logan Magnolia, a winner over Takema Herman of Nebraska 69-9. Bennington, Nebraska beat Logan Magnolia 44-21. Also Ogden over Clarinda Academy 69-6. Ogden beat Coon Rapids Bayard 60-12. Ogden over West Central Valley 45-27. Coon Rapids Bayard down in Clarinda Academy 28-27. And West Central Valley beat Coon Rapids Bayard 39-28 in high school wrestling last night. Also last night in high school boys and girls basketball, girls first in the Hawkeye 10, it was Shenandoah topping Bedford by a score of 59-45. Also from the Corner Conference, East Mills falls to Griswold 35-27. Pride of Iowa Conference saw a triple overtime win for I-35 over Nottoway Valley 65-54. In boys basketball last night, Shenandoah downing Bedford 61-45. Griswold beat East Mills 49-40. And it was Nottoway Valley over I-35, 84-68. Well, the weekly girls high school basketball rankings from the Girls Union. In Class 1A, look like this. Turkey Valley's number one with Exira EHK in at number two this week. Adair Casey's ranked ninth. Nottoway Valley is 11th and Bedford is 12th. In 2A, it's Unity Christian rated number one with Trainer at number 11. In Class 3A, Pocahontas Area is the number one rated team. In Class 4A, Harlan is the number one ranked team. In this week's poll, Lewis Central is in at number three. And in Class 5A, Cedar Rapids Kennedy is this week's top rated girls basketball team. Well, the 16th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes won for the first time in East Lansing since 1993 last night as the Hawkeyes got out to a 22-point halftime lead and coasted to a 76-59 victory over 4th-ranked Michigan State. Peter Jock led the way with 23 points. Jared Utoff added 15 points and 10 rebounds, while Lansing native Anthony Clemens added 13 points.
Whenever you can get a big lead in this building or versus that type of caliber team, you know, you feel real good about it. And, you know, the thing that you can't do is get complacent and get too happy, you know, just because you got the lead.
Well, the Hawkeyes showed no signs of rust in the opening half after a 9-day layoff by hitting 9 of 14 from three-point range. And with that victory, the Hawks improved to 4-0 in the Big Ten.
You know, I'm happy. You know, my team was able to come in this building, you know, and get a W, you know, my senior year. You know, and, you know, I can't be more proud of my guys, you know, believing in me. And, you know, let me lead, you know, and help this team win.
Iowa took advantage of 14 Michigan State turnovers in the first half.
It was active hands, and we got some runouts. You know, so Pete's on fire. We hit 9 threes. Dom Yule was unbelievable. But we got some easy runout layups off of their turnovers, which got their offense sideways, obviously. I mean, they weren't as comfortable as they normally are. And then in the second half, with a lead, we only turned it over once.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says running quality half-court offense limits Michigan State's easy baskets. Now, the Hawkeyes handled the Spartans' pressure in the second half, and they were never threatened.
You know, driving the ball and being really solid with our offense in the second half, when they got physical, it was terrific because we ended up getting into the bonus. We missed a couple free throws, but we got into the bonus, and then we were in the double bonus down the stretch, and you're not giving up a lead then.
Yeah, Michigan State coach Tom Izzo said the Hawkeyes were the tougher team.
I told Franny after the game, I thought for years, you know, he's tough, but I didn't think his teams were as tough, personally. And I just think they play harder. I mean, I can't hide behind it. It hurts me to admit it, but they did it twice.
Yeah, they did it twice in the span of about 2 weeks. Hawkeyes 4-0 now in the Big Ten Conference atop the league standings with Indiana. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college basketball last night, Mark Anderson scored 21 points to help lead 18th-ranked Arizona over Washington 99-67. Louisville won the only matchup of ranked teams as they picked up a win over Pittsburgh 59-41. Louisville 21st rated. The Pittsburgh Panthers are number 20. Also last night, Nick Emery hit a go-ahead three-pointer with a minute 38 left before BYU hung on to upset number 25 Gonzaga 69-68. On college football news, Texas Tech Athletic Director Kirby Hocutt has been named chairman of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. He'll replace Arkansas Athletic Director Jeff Long. Long is rotating out of the chairman's role after the playoff's first 2 years. Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson has been named the 2015 Manning Award winner as the nation's top college quarterback. Watson passed for 4,104 yards and 35 touchdowns. He rushed for 1,105 yards and 12 TDs, leading the Tigers to the national championship game where they lost to Alabama. That award is named after former college and NFL star Archie Manning, as well as his quarterback playing sons Peyton and Eli. Watson is the 12th winner of that award. Well, the Philadelphia Eagles, the San Francisco 49ers, and the New York Giants have all found new head coaches. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that Kansas City offensive coordinator Doug Peterson has accepted the Eagles' offer to become their head coach. Peterson started 9 games at quarterback for the Eagles in 1999 and began his NFL coaching career as an assistant under Andy Reid in Philadelphia in 2009. He can't be officially hired as long as the Chiefs are in the playoffs, and the Chiefs take on New England Saturday afternoon in the divisional round, and a game we'll have here for you on the radio. The 49ers have hired Chip Kelly as their new head coach, ending a search that began when the team fired Jim Tom Sula after the season. The 52-year-old Kelly was fired by Philadelphia after Week 16 with 1 game left in his 3rd season as coach. The former University of Oregon coach was 6-9 in 2015, following 2 10-6 seasons, prompting Eagles CEO Jeffrey Lurie to make a change. The Giants have confirmed that Ben McAdoo has been hired to head coach to replace Tom Coughlin, who stepped down a little more than a week ago after 12 seasons. The 38-year-old McAdoo just finished his 2nd season as the Giants' offensive coordinator. He takes over a team that's posted losing records the past 3 seasons, including 6-10 campaigns the last 2 years. The Minnesota Vikings have hired former Miami Dolphins coach Tony Sparano to supervise their offensive line. The Vikings made the move 2 days after coach Mike Zimmer revealed his decision to fire offensive line coach Jeff Davidson. Sparano and Zimmer coached together with the Dallas Cowboys under coach Bill Parcells from 2003 to 2006. Well, the mystery of how New England Patriots Pro Bowl defensive lineman Chandler Jones was admitted to a hospital over the weekend is solved, sort of. Jones has apologized to his teammates and the New England fans for a pretty stupid mistake that sent him, shirtless and disoriented, to a local police station. Police who went to his house said it smelled like burning marijuana, which is banned by the NFL. Jones was taken by ambulance to the hospital, where he was admitted and released on the same day. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski sat out Thursday's practice, the team's last workout before its playoff game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Gronkowski also missed Tuesday's practice with a knee injury that he sustained against the Denver Broncos on November 29th. He practiced on Wednesday, but he was listed on the injury report as a limited participant. A lawsuit filed by 4 Rams fans from St. Louis claims owner Stan Kroenke and others lied about their desire to keep the team in St. Louis, violating Missouri law. The suit alleges that Kroenke and Chief Operating Officer Kevin Demoff made false and misleading statements indicating the team had no intention to move. The suit also claims the Rams violated the law in connection with ticket and merchandise sales. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you this morning by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.